A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, we love God because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. This is the commandment we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is the only begotten, is begotten of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. The victory that conquers the world is our faith. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He will shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
From fraud and violence he shall redeem them, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. May they be prayed for continually, day by day they shall they bless him.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
May his name be blessed forever, as long as the sun his name shall remain. In him shall all the tribes of the Lord be blessed, all the nations shall proclaim his happiness.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And so we continue in the letter of John. And I love John because he's the apostle of love, but he's also the apostle that just says it like it is, right? You know, he says, if you say you love God and you hate someone else, you're a liar. Well, that's very loving, John, just so everybody knows. It is very loving because he tells us exactly the reality. You can say all you want how much I love God and be in church and go to daily mass and do your holy hour. If you hate someone else, you're a liar. You don't love God. And that's God, it said. This is his word. So God's making it very clear to us. You cannot separate the love of God and the love of somebody else. You can't say, I hate that person, and say, oh, but I love God. You're a liar. Now, so what does that mean? That when we have to acknowledge the people we don't like, we acknowledge the people we don't love and say, God, I can't love them, but you can inside of me. So I give you permission to love them. The problem is when we stop and say, no, I don't like them, I hate them, and I always will, and I'm not going to change. Well, then you're going to hell. So make the decision what you're going to do. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Amen. Let us stand and let us pray.